502, your time check is brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler with Chris Ron, Jim Anthony Stalter. Brad Thompson is off the rest of the day. He's at Fox Sports Midwest, and Chris Ranji is laughing profusely.
It doesn't matter. It's something inappropriate that Joey, I'm sure, would love, and
I'm sure he would.
I'll tell him later.
Okay, so Joey Vitale is going to join us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Joey, Ranji's already laughing. I'm not laughing. You know why? Because it looks like Alex Pietrangelo, the Blues captain, is likely not coming back to St. Louis. What are your feelings on this?
Well, boys, this is why I know Ranj. Listen, Ranj, you and Stalls, you guys are big gambling guys. This is why I always bet against my home team because, look, it's a win-win situation, right? If you heard you guys talking earlier with BT and his Raiders, I would always bet against the Raiders if I'm a Raiders fan because, you know, at the end of the day, if you bet $200 for the Raiders and to lose, would you pay $200 for the Raiders to win? I would some days. And for Pietrangelo, I would bet against it right now because not only is it leaning that way, but hopefully we'll be proven wrong. So to that degree, I do. I think things are getting a little stale, stalling. But I also anticipated this. You know, I think everyone anticipated this. And simply because, and not on Pietrangelo's side or Doug Armstrong's side, but, you know, you guys have mentioned on your show before, you're dealing with the agency of Newport. And they tend to kind of drag things out. And I see this happening pretty much the same way. Will it be an 11th hour thing? Possibly not. The one thing I will tell you, though, a lot of players, you got to look at their motives. You got to look at the motivation. Why are they doing the things they're doing? And every player's in a different situation. For Petro, I will tell you, I know him well enough to know one thing. His decision is going to be made solely for him and his family. A lot of players have different motives. Some guys want to win a cup. Some guys have loyalties to a coach. Some guys want to join a certain player, right? Some players want the legacy in the hometown they're already playing in. To me, guys, it's not that important for Petro as it is his family. That is the number one thing, and he is going to look at what lifestyle will suit his family best and what dollar amount will suit his style best. The Blues cannot compete with certain people out there, so to me, this puts the Blues a little bit behind the eight ball.
You won't believe this, but earlier Stalter made a really nice point.
Thank you.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, and what he said was, first of all, let me get this out of the way. People are probably going to hear... Are you getting in your car right now?
I'm in my car. Sorry about that.
Are you in the hospital or are you in an elevator? Car. Okay. Be careful, whatever you're doing. All right. So people will probably hear you talk about, you know, got to do what's best for your family and, you know, you got to get the best deal possible. And they're going to say, well, you should be happy to play. You should be happy to play this sport. And obviously that just isn't realistic because this is a profession. He is the best in the world or one of the best in the world at doing this. So obviously he's going to get as much as possible. And something Stalter brought up was this is a there's almost an obligation on his part to get the best deal possible because there are going to be players after him that are up for free agency, players who are elite defensemen or elite players in some way. And it's sort of an obligation on his part to move the bar forward, to keep making contracts go forward to benefit those players. How much of an obligation is it for a player like him to do just that?
You know, it's a fair point. It's a good point. But the only thing I will say with an asterisk to that is the fact that we're dealing with a pandemic and we're dealing with a salary cap that's locked at $81.5 million. So I think to that degree, maybe this does change things up a little bit because in the future, a player could look at it like, well, Petro signed for that. Well, they'll say, well, you know, Petro, when he signed, that was back in 2020 when the whole world was falling apart, right? So I think that the agencies and general managers will have that against them for that reason right there. But listen, yeah, guys, I mean, for his dollar worth, I mean, I'll mention it tonight as, you know, Alex and I talk about our Blues Weekly hit there at 6 p.m. You know, Petro, he's around a $9 million. That's what it's worth. It's around $9 million. It's what Roman Josi got. I think that I know Roman Josi did just win a Norris Trophy, but to some degree, you look at Petro, and I've always said one thing about Petro. You can count on one hand the amount of bad games he has in a season. I mean, he's just that consistent. He's that good. Will the Blues hurt more on the defensive end or the offensive end? To me, I know some people probably disagree with this, but I think the Blues will be hurting way worse on the offensive side of things. Defensively, I think with Colton Parayko and Marco Scandella, hopefully you can grab someone else in free agency or a trade somewhere down the line. I think defensively you can be strong enough in the future to compete. What sets Petro apart, aside from his consistency, is his offensive ability, just to get up in the rush. He plays like a forward down low. That's number one. And number two, he's a power play quarterback and one of the best in the league as far as the presence, looking off a passer, being deceptive at the point, good on breakouts, good first pass, and he gets in the offensive zone. He's very calm with the puck, and the four forwards around him really love the fact that he's a QB out there. You know, who do you have if you lose Petro? Right now, you look at Vince Dunn, who's still an RFA, who's not signed yet, or Colton Parayko, both guys that they're a little bit green in that department, and they have some growth to do. So it's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be a bit of a saga, and I know that with the drama of, you know, he said, she said, it's starting to become a little bit public. I don't know about you guys. To me, that's just strategy. I think this is just Newport, the agencies, and this is just a negotiation where, oh, maybe the Blues will get a little bit more desperate. They know that we're upset. You know, it's a lot of catty stuff. But, again, not just catty, but it is part of a negotiation. So I wouldn't look too deeply into some of the reports that we're seeing.
Joe Vitale joining us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Ronch asked JR this question a couple of days ago. Maybe it was yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
That's all right.
Boy, it's been a long day. Anyways, Ronji asked JR this question yesterday, and I think it's a really good one. So I'm going to throw it at you, Joey. If Petro signs with, I don't know, the Detroit Red Wings, okay?
Ugh.
Just throwing out a team.
Ugh.
Does the championship window slam shut for the Blues?
No, it doesn't slam shut. Will it happen next year? Probably not. Will it happen in 2 years? Doubtful, but it can reopen back up. And listen, this is a general manager that we've thought his windows were closing before. And I always go back to when we lost David Backes and TJ Oshie, and we thought that was going to be a huge book to turn, a huge chapter as far as the Blues organization. Were they going to be bad for 3 to 4 years? Were they going to go after number one draft pick? Well, you lose Backes, you lose Oshie a couple years within that, you get Ryan O'Reilly, you sign Braden Shen. I mean, Colton Parayko's up and coming. And you know what, guys? We didn't turn it. And in fact, we didn't lose any at all, and no windows are closed. Actually, a whole brand new window opened up. And I think for Doug Armstrong, he's not a general manager that wants to say this is a closed window, we're going to move on from this. I think that if you lose him, it's going to be a big-time regroup. It's going back to the drawing board. It's committing yourself to the young guys you have in the organization. It's giving more trust to Colton Parayko and seeing what Justin Falk can do. You know, that's another player, as we were talking about the power play. Justin Falk was a QB quarterback guy on the power play in Carolina. You kind of release the reins a little bit on him, give him more of an opportunity next year, see what he can do. If he can't do with it, maybe you keep him open in the expansion draft for Seattle, but maybe he really grabs it. Maybe he surprises everyone. Maybe he's a player that is desperate for top-line minutes. Maybe he thrives in that role. We'll find that out. So to answer your question, does the window close? No, I don't think it closes at all. And I think that Doug Armstrong and his team will go to work, and they'll figure out a way to get competitive. It just may take a couple years.
So the Blues did make a coaching hire, bringing in Jim Montgomery just last week, or maybe it was the week before. Doesn't matter. He's now with the organization. What does he do for them in a meaningful way? Because, again, they might be losing a really good player in Pietrangelo. I know he's more offensive-minded, but what can we expect in terms of improvement with this team moving forward?
Well, he's going to bring a lot of trust to a coaching staff. For players in the National Hockey League, they need to be able to trust their coach. They need to be able to look at a guy in the locker room who's giving them a message and saying, is this guy full of it, or is he the real deal? And with Jim Montgomery's pedigree and his history, what he's done as a player and as a coach, he's won everywhere he's gone. He's going to have the respect of the players right away, much like Craig Berube did when he stepped in. So that's number one. Getting the respect of the players is very, very important in the NHL, because once you lose that room, and we saw it with Mike Gill, once you lose that room and you lose these players, your job's in jeopardy and it's all going downhill from there. So he's going to have a great presence from the get-go. He's a great hockey mind. He's won everywhere he's gone. He started at Notre Dame. He went down in the ranks to be a head coach in the USHL, which is the Junior A League here in the States, which is what every head coach has to do at some point. You have to go down a level to be a head coach. He won in Dubuque. He won in Denver. He won in Dallas. Everywhere he's gone, he's won. He's got the hockey IQ. He's got the mind. He's got the presence. That's number one. Number two, though, the most important thing about Jim Montgomery and what he's going to do for this team, he's going to be a great bridge between the players and Craig Berube and the players, and to understanding what this message is. And he does that by his personality. you know, when I got this job 2 years ago, being the Blues broadcaster, I would go to these away teams and talk to Babcock and talk to Dave Tippett, all these coaches around the National Hockey League. And, you know, they all kind of got this energy and aura about them, and I guess rightfully so, or right or wrong or indifferent, who am I to judge? But, you know, you're a radio guy, and they kind of, you know, sometimes give you the gears, or maybe not the time of the day. Jim was not like that. You go to Dallas, and Jim Montgomery took me aside. We had a great conversation. We got caught up in the old times. We talked about University of Maine, where he went. I went to Northeastern, and he was just a genuine human being. I'll never forget how he treated me in that first year when we were down in Dallas. So Jim's got that persona about him, and he's got a great personality. He's kind of got a very addicting personality where you can't help but want to be around him. And I think the players really value that. He's a family man, and a lot of family guys on this Blues team, obviously. So from a social standpoint, he's just going to be a great man to have around with the IQ. It's going to be a great advantage for you. The only person probably in St. Louis who was disappointed in this hire was me at first, and I'll tell you why. Me and him, we were coaching the Kirkwood 10U Seals over here in Kirkwood. And he was the head, I was the assistant. And as soon as I got news about this, I thought, and I was confirmed that I will probably lose my head coach here at some point, so I'm going to take over. So 10U Seals are going to be stuck with Joe Vitale and not Jim Montgomery, the former Dallas Stars head coach, who was 1 pounce away from going to the Stanley Cup last year. Pretty cool.
Joey, you let us know, Ronji and I, if you need any hockey help, we'll be there for you.
You know what? You know, I may not need hockey help, boys, but gosh, there's something about your voice, though. I almost need your voice for a day. I think if I came into my house and like talked to my wife with that raspy low voice, you got a great voice.
Thanks,
like,
Joey.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman. Say it for me. I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Dude, I mean, if you weren't doing this job, you could have been Michael Keaton in Batman. I swear.
I appreciate that, Joey. I really do. I'm going to run through a wall right now from what you just said. Thank you.
I just thought the compliment you were saying Ron had a great point, and Ron said Saul said a good point. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm giving it back.
Where the hell's my compliment, you jerk?
Oh, you know what? That's next week. That's
okay,
next
cool.
week.
Yeah, think about
you
it.
You got to have me on next week for that.
Think about it. Get back to me.
Joey, be good, man. Always a pleasure. You can hear Joey Vitale tonight with Alex Ferrario this week in hockey. That is immediately after the fast lane, so you're going to get your fill of Joey a little bit later on, too.
I'm Batman. See you, boys.
See you, man.